Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Room on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, NFL draft comes up tomorrow, and a lot of 49ers stuff percolating. We'll see if Brandon Ayuk's on the team. Also talked a little about the NBA playoffs, which are continuing without the Golden State Warriors. Most of the topics today have been surrounding Brandon Ayuk and what the 49ers are doing there, if anything. And 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go out to Joe in Berkeley. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Guru. How you guys doing?
All right.
So I had an analogy for the 49ers roster compared to the Warriors. I kind of view Debo as a Draymond Green type of guy, heart and soul. And I view Ayuk more as like a Jordan Poole type of guy. And you know, there's definitely a decision between paying the two. Obviously, with Brock's intending contract when he's off his rookie deal, it's going to come down to who do we pay. And I think we have to go with a heart and soul type of guy like Debo.
Well,
what are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, you know what's interesting is I kind of understand your thought process, because what player on the 49ers enables them to be their most unique? Let me throw that to you, Joe, and then I'll ask you.
Did we lose?
No, I guess we lost.
Yeah. No, Debo, Stoney, I get that. But I got concerns about Debo in this sense. He's not a downfield traditional threat. Even though he's had 1,000 yards, Stoney, he can do it. And I know you're saying, well, 1,000 doesn't mean what to. I get all that. But he is not polished in regard to route running like Brandon Ayuk is. So you mix that in with his injury history, and I'm thinking of Austin and San Jose, that would scare me, Stoney. And we're coming off a playoffs to where he missed the second half of the Green Bay Packer game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matter to me of what the 49ers prefer. Obviously, if I just gave 49er fans a choice, okay, the 49ers right now, they know they can't pay Ayuk, and they know they can't pay Debo together. And right now, they're looking at whether they're going to trade Brandon Ayuk, pay Brandon Ayuk, or trade Debo Samuel. To most 49er, if I said, who do you want on the team, Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, you can't have both. Does that split down the middle?
Wow.
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who, like, if and this may be something the 49ers are dealing with. 408, are you guys blind? Debo got locked up in the Super Bowl. He can't beat his man. No, I get that. But my question is, if the 49ers value the dimension that Debo Samuel brings, because they think the dimension that he brings allows them to be, you know, a multi-threat offensive team, then they probably want to keep him on the team. If they're thinking that Debo Samuel is more of a luxury, I don't want to say a gimmick, but a luxury, then maybe you go the more traditional route with a receiver like Brandon Ayuk. But then if you don't have Debo, then you lose some, you know, a dynamic part of your offense.
Man.
So which do you prefer, 49er fans, 888-957-9570?
Stoney, real quick, tell me what you think of this, because I got to put some respect on Debo's name, and I have over the years. Debo popped the most in a Niner uniform when there was no Ayuk. And we talked about, did he want to get traded, why he scrubbed his social medias, because maybe the toll was before McCaffrey, too. Let me add McCaffrey. Before there was McCaffrey and before there was Ayuk, Stoney, Debo was the horse, the mule. He did it all. And my question to you and the masses is, do you think – the league's caught up to Debo in that dimension that we talk about where he catches the ball in the backfield, the jet sweeps? Or is it just a beautiful match made in heaven to where they haven't caught up to that because on the other side there's Brandon Ayuk who can do what he does? So I'm conflicted. Like, I think now they play off each other so well that I just never saw this scenario this quick to where the team would have to pit each them two together before Brock Purdy got his money. And I get your thought process about, wouldn't you want it to be more difficult on Brock so you could really know what you're giving him?
It's not.
I know, but that's how I do it. I get it. But, Stoney, like, there's a Super Bowl to be had. And I'm looking at the first-round playoff against Green Bay, Stoney. Brandon Ayuk was 3 catches, 32 yards.
Exactly.
But numbers lie in the sense
how
that
so?
I'm about to tell you. You're not playing next week against Detroit if it wasn't for Brandon Ayuk. Like,
so you're paying
those numbers were so pedestrian across the board. Well, speaking of which, George Kittle had 4 for 81 and Juwan Jennings had 5 for 61. Now, are you looking at me saying, Guru, you open Pandora's box to where that's proof right there that Juwan Jennings can do what Ayuk does?
If you want Brandon Ayuk to get his money, stay off the playoffs page on Football Reference. Wow. Don't go to those pages. The
and
numbers are not flattering.
That includes the Super Bowl.
Now, obviously it takes two. It's the quarterback, too, who's not finding him. Or, you know, it's not just he's not getting. But the numbers are the numbers. And he has not performed well in the postseason.
I can't believe I pulled that up, Evan. And Kittle had 4 for 81. And Juwan, on this said game, had 5 for 61. Like, now I'm feeling like,
What did Debo do?
Debo Samuel went out early. He got injured in that game, 2 for 24. Yeah.
From the 415, this Ayuk situation is smelling more like Jonathan Kuminga's to me.
Well, Kuminga's probably going to get paid if they don't do anything drastic.
Both regarding what they want versus what they deserve. Well, I'm not with you there.
Ayuk's done more.
Yes. Okay. It's not even close.
Well,
it's not even close. Ayuk's played in Super Bowls.
While you were out, I asked Evan, who was the most improved player? You surprised Kuminga didn't get more votes? Then he was like, Max. And I'm like, okay, I caught myself. But I asked you earlier, Stoney, this year for Kuminga, real quick, was a big jump for him.
It was a jump. Oh, it was big.
He's going to need another one.
But he may have a new contract by the time we see if he makes that jump.
Well, he won't be making that money next year.
Okay, right.
But yeah, I mean, he took a big leap second half of the season, but he needs to get a lot better still.
No doubt. I'm not saying that at all.
You may think I'm crazy, but I think the Warriors could do, and I'm not saying the Niners would. Warriors, maybe they don't pay Kuminga this summer.
Why wouldn't they?
It's not as unusual in the NBA to not pay to say play out the last year, and he's still a restricted free agent.
Yeah, but so what's the benefit of waiting, you think?
The benefit of waiting would be to not find yourself in a situation that you had with Jordan Poole. In other words, if
you gave him the bag too early.
Then they traded him.
Then they traded him because they wanted to stay out of the luxury tax. I think there is a scenario with the Warriors that if they pay Kuminga, it kicks in year after next, and they'll have to get under the tax again. Yeah.
But the rat on the table is they were already in the tax, and they've been in the tax. Jordan Poole played himself out of here. I think that had a lot to do with him getting traded. It wasn't just they gave him the contract and then woke up one day like, okay. No, they, I thought they saw Jordan they saved, regress, and it was
they
like
saved $90 million by making that move. Jordan pulled out a 4-year, $130 million deal, and Chris Paul's like, if that were the case, they would just keep Chris Paul on the team next year at $30 million. They're not going to do that because they need to get off that money. And just like if they bring Clay back at 2025, and then they extend Kuminga, which kicks in at the year after next, they're going to have to get under the apron again, probably.
That's what you call the can down the road, kicking the can down the road.
Man. I mean,
I just think Ayuk is worth it. Yeah.
But, and don't forget, I mean...
I think the other reason that they'll sign him this summer is he's really your only trade chip. So you kind of can't afford for him to hit restricted free agency, potentially lose him for nothing, and then you really have nothing to trade.
When we talked about Poole, it's funny.
I was all in.
Do you all forget that a lot of people were saying, well, let's wait to pay Poole. We don't have to pay him now. Then they paid him now. So what I'm saying is maybe they, again, situations change for the Warriors. Maybe they don't pay Jonathan Kuminga the year before they have to.
Did you hear his exit interview, Stoney? The reporter brought it up to him. I mean, these words came out of his mouth. I'm paraphrasing. He didn't even know he was extension eligible.
Okay. Yeah, that's...
He did say...
So he's a liar. That's a flat-out lie.
Come on, JK. Please. You know it's all about the money now.
Darius is in San Leandro. What's up, Darius? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well.
What I want to talk about is, since we're talking about the subject of the Niners, and you guys say you can't pay two receivers... top dollar. Well, Philadelphia just gave Devontae Smith $25 million. A.J. Brown, when he got traded, he signed a 4-year, $100 million. And then their quarterback starting his first year of his $250 million contract. So, what's the problem?
No, they can do it. Stoney's point is, does it make fiscal sense? And to me, I would do it. And,
I mean,
Stoney,
Darius, the conventional wisdom is that they can pay Brandon Ayuk right now. The extension kicks in next year, the year after this upcoming year. And then conventional wisdom is they'll have to get off one of those guys.
Yeah.
That's kind of, but you're right. There's not a law.
You could do it.
There's not a law that says they have to get off one of those guys, yeah. But All the writers and the media people seem to be suggesting that once Purdy has to get paid, they're probably not going to go in that direction in terms of paying two wide receivers, Debo and Ayuk, 25 each.
I just don't think they're going to, you know, as close as they are, and this is to Darius too, Stoney, I just don't think they're going to roll the dice and run a youngster out there if they draft a receiver, which I still expect them to do, or give it to Ronnie Bell or Juwan Jennings, whoever. I think he's appreciated, and you're going to be like, the proof's in the pudding, goo. We'll find out, but I just don't think he's out of here.
Yeah, I don't know if he is or he isn't. I'm just trying to spitball all the different ways the 49ers might be thinking about this. Here's the other thing. How do we know? Like, just knowing Kyle Shanahan, I would think Kyle Shanahan's a guy saying, okay, so let's say we have Juwan Jennings at wide receiver instead of Brandon Ayuk. You're telling me we're really that much worse? Really? Maybe he likes Juwan Jennings.
See, and that's where you got to be careful. You could be right.
I mean, like Kyle Shanahan, to me, is the kind of coach that...
You called him arrogant.
If he says, you know, even if he likes Brandon Ayuk, he's not going to let Brandon Ayuk kind of dictate the, you know, the financial dealings of the team. And if they think Ayuk's asking for more than he deserves... Well, then, absolutely, I could see Kyle Shanahan saying, fine, we'll find somebody else who maybe won't be as good as Brandon Ayuk, but I'll make him pretty damn good.
Well, I'll say this to that, Stoney. Who's not got paid? It worked out for Debo. We saw a holdout with Bosa. And I know they're different players, but the Niners took care of their guys when it was all said and done. So that bodes well, or maybe...
But maybe they took care of their guys when they had money to take care of them, and now they're getting up against some decisions that are more and more uncomfortable. It's just like, you know, the parallels with the Warriors are very real. I mean, the Warriors just can't keep paying everybody. They can't, and they won't.
Well, at least the Niners are getting to the championship, you know?
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. What was I going to say? Murillo from Petaluma.
Our guy. Gentleman.
Yeah. How about those T-Wolves, Steiny? Long way to go.
Well,
long way to go. 14 more
wins.
But
when you talk about age, Steiny, I can see it with Kevin Durant. You can't ask him to guard Anthony Edwards, just like Dre said, and come down. I was going at it with Sable on the YouTube chat. He was like, Guru, you said he was lying. I said, no, Draymond told no lies. You can't expect KD to give you 30 and then lock up or try to
Well, you can't expect him to lock up Anthony Edwards.
No,
he better get you. Like, I wouldn't ask him to lock up Anthony Edwards. I'd ask him to go get me 30.
Yeah, no doubt. Nobody's doing it. Bradley Beal.
By the way, what?
But when it was, you understood it when it happened, right?
What?
When they brought Beal in.
I'm telling you.
You thought you had a big, this could be Kevin Durant's third big three or second big three that hadn't worked.
I mean, the bottom line is the Suns are probably going to get beat in five games.
They don't have much coming off the bench, man.
Okay, so like this is, to me, if you want to,
yeah,
be excited, Warrior fans. It's like, what's Phoenix going to do? If they get beat in the first round by the Minnesota Timberwolves, what, are they going to bring the same team back? No, they're not.
Man.
So there's some guys who are going to be available maybe on that team. Who else? Who else is going to get beat? The Clippers, they're probably going to get beat in the first round.
Now that one's, but it could happen.
Of course it could. And then what? Then what are they going to do?
What about
with
Milwaukee?
Their fossils?
Oh, Giannis is not playing.
I mean... The Warriors,
there's some stuff. Yeah,
they're gonna be able if they like. To me, what's happening in the playoffs? If they want to go out and get an aging, desperate
Kevin
star,
Durant would be. Oh my gosh, Steiny.
He wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. No interest.
Him and Steph. Well, because you already were interested in LeBron and Steph.
Are you watching the playoffs?
No.
Are you seriously?
Are you even watching the playoffs? I'm watching, but it's so different.
Yeah.
But okay. If you called so mid-year for LeBron James and put him to the side for the moment now, and now Lakers got
it. What if it costs you Kuminga?
We got to talk.
Okay,
honestly.
So your takeaway from watching the playoffs, okay, you watch the Warriors play their whole season, and now you're watching the playoffs. Your recipe for the Warriors is, let's get older. Like, I am
no,
so...
No, it's more nuanced than
no,
that.
It's not. If you're going to get Kevin Durant...
But that's what they were going to do if LeBron
I'm not
was coming to town.
I'm not trading. Yeah, that was at the trading deadline.
Well,
that was
but
before.
But now, I could say Joe Lacob feels worse. They didn't even make it to the offs.
Okay. Yeah, go get one of those guys. Like, we're seeing in real time what those old stars get you.
Mm.
They're getting you beat.
Yeah, but they're not getting you beat with Steph Curry.
Well,
so if you were to put Durant back with Curry, and Kuminga probably would be gone, but I'm Steiny, it's a reality. It's their reality. It's possible. And I guess I'm asking why you're so flabbergasted, because he already reached out to a 38-year-old in LeBron James. So
yeah,
what was that? My whole point
again,
saying
that was
that
halfway,
is what was that going to look like?
Again, that was halfway through the year. And you were 19 and 24, and you were desperate, and he picked up the phone. All I'm telling you is after watching these what's hard to understand? It's like Steph, LeBron,
Durant,
Harden,
Kawhi,
Westbrook, Paul George, Jimmy Butler even. They may go down. Like,
But you're blaming
times changing.
Yeah, no,
like,
I
what? Like, the I best, the greatest players in the game are now Edwards, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Tatum, and Jokic, and Luka. It's not Durant, LeBron, Steph, Harden. They're done. Like, sure, I'm not saying they should retire, but like, they're done.
Well, you're right. The guys you mentioned are all younger, but
exactly.
But they're still all those guys that you mentioned still can ball.
Yeah, but they can't. They're going nowhere. Why are they all being eliminated?
Well, nobody's been eliminated yet.
But why? Okay, why were the like The Warriors have Steph and Klay and Draymond. They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Lakers have LeBron and Anthony Davis. They were a 9 seed.
But they had Denver down 20. I hear you.
What are you talking about? They're down
2-0. Yeah, but they tricked off a game.
They lost two games.
Yeah. I'm talking about the last game.
Okay, well, then go get it.
If I could get Durant and that would cost me Kuminga, I would really, with what I got at my disposal now in regard to options, Stoney, that would be something I'd really think about. I swear to you.
Okay, so who are you trading with them? Because you can't.
It might be Moses Moody.
Well, it's going to have to be Wiggins or Draymond.
And bye-bye.
Okay. I would never do that. You're going to trade Kuminga, Moody, and Wiggins for KD?
Hold on. My whole point is I'm listening
gotta make
for
the
Durant. But I'm listening for
Well, let's just forget it. Like,
but both wings are not leaving. I'm not getting rid of Wiggins.
Well, forget
and
that.
Kuminga.
Like, right. And I know the deal can't work, but I would not trade Kuminga for Kevin Durant. Right. I would not.
But if it's about maximizing what's left of Curry, then you do that.
Then
when it's all said and done, you're like, we did right by you.
Yeah, and I would say getting Kevin Durant in this landscape of the NBA, is not doing right by Curry. I don't care if he thinks it is
or not.
So
you see him getting older too, Durant?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
We hadn't talked about it.
I see him all getting old. Have you watched Harden last night?
Yeah.
Like,
but the game before last, Harden was hitting 7-6 threes.
Right, but now the games start coming.
But that's what it's about. You carry me tonight. Evan, you got me. You know, I'm here.
And how did that work for the Warriors? Like, they're not...
Yeah, my whole point in bringing that up is it's kind of funny that all of a sudden now there's a lane the Warriors could go down. You could call it old man road, but some stuff is about to jump off, Stoney, to where some locales are going to have – they're going to be blown up, and maybe you could benefit from that if you choose to.
But
yeah, it might make you older, but boy.
Right, and I'm telling you right now, if I were a Warrior fan – my preference.
No,
I would
no
beg
doing.
Them
oh,
to not fall into that temptation.
Wow.
I mean, to me, the idea of you've talked all year and all off season about got to get athletic, got to get a little younger. Why would you go trade commit? Like, oh God, I think that would be a nightmare. So in consecutive years, you trade trade a 23-year-old for a 38-year-old who's no longer on the team, and now you're going to follow that up by trading a 21-year-old for a 36-year-old. I am
Zuki man on the text line trying to help me out with what you're saying.
I can't.
Guru Stani's saying none of these older guys have the ha-ha
they
left
don't.
In them. But I'll say this because you said something that struck. I guess if I'm Joe Lacob, when I picked up the phone to call for LeBron at the All-Star break, what's the difference now? And the reason I'm asking you this, Stoney, I'd be more upset after losing to Sacramento and seeing where we're at. My mindset would be, what do you got for sale?
I mean, to me, the difference is if you're asking me who do I want, LeBron or Durant, it's LeBron. I think LeBron's a better player.
Right.
But the idea that even LeBron comes here and changes that why? Like LeBron, I get it. Steph Curry's a great player, but LeBron was just playing with Anthony Davis.
Wow.
And they're a 9 seed. So why would Steph and Bron be like a 3rd seed?
Yeah. Whichever way you go, my friend, and if you decide to run it back, it's going to steal. Stoney, nobody knows, man.
I'd love to take the Warriors. I wonder, let me just, Evan. Evan, can you just see? I just want to just get your thoughts on this.
E-Dog.
You know, all those players I'm ripping off, whatever, the older guys.
I don't like it either.
What are you ripping off?
Whether it's Harden or
Paul
Westbrook,
George, keep
Durant.
Going.
My question is this. If you're the Warriors, would you trade Jonathan, forget the filler, right. But would you trade Jonathan Kuminga to get Kevin Durant? I just want to see
but
if I'm.
But the fact that
I just
he's
want to see
thinking
if
about
I'm,
it is all that
like,
I'm
I don't think I would.
I'm okay. So out
but
on that.
But you think
I
about it, though.
You
sound like you're thinking about it.
I mean, I guess it happens in the rest of the series. If the Suns come back and beat Timberwolves 4 in a row and KD's all time, then maybe. But in general, I'm just not inclined after watching the last 2 years to get older.
All right.
I'm just not.
And I'm not here to defeat. Shout out Nash Solomon. I'm not here to defend the Suns. But Stoney, we saw this coming. Yeah, can the Big Three play better? Or I can give some credit to the T-Wolves defense, but Minnesota has nothing on the bench. And the reason the Lakers are losing to Denver is Denver others are bringing something to the table, and the Laker others, all of them, are deer in headlights. So that means something. So I know you like to just, hey, it's the old guys and you knew, but let's be honest, the Laker got others who everybody thought were, they're doing nothing, and Denver's others can be counted on.
Okay.
And Minnesota, their others are balling.
That's because they're young. They're younger.
They're hot. Yeah.
They're playing harder. I am
let's
so
do our draft,
out
man.
on the Warriors. Oh my
God. You got the goal, my brother.
Please tell me I'm not crazy. Are there Warrior fans out there that would lose Kuminga for Kevin Durant right now? Right now? What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go ahead, explain what you want to do here.
I actually wanted to throw Evan under the bus. You weren't here. Can I tell him, Evan? He's not listening. Okay, I got Lucas in there. Okay. There was an old game on and the play happened. Evan got juiced and thought it was actual game and it was recorded. So that qualifies as a dupe, right?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Evan goes, oh boy.
I guess.
Well, you really got something going with him today.
What? Why don't you?
The draft. Since it's the eve of the draft, I feel like, you know what? Let's do a State of the Union with the Warriors, Giants, and 49ers, Steiny, and I'm going to give you the first pick. You have a couple rounds.
Okay.
Who would you go with on the? Because I know your mind better than you think I do. So I know when you're saying something without saying it.
Okay.
You got the first pick, and 3 teams are available. Any player on there? Who you going with first?
The 3 Bay Area teams.
3 Bay Area teams: Niners, Giants, and Warriors.
This is the easiest pick of all time, Steph Curry.
Now I win.
The game's over.
No, you always throw his birth certificate out. I'm just real quick. That was your pick.
Number one.
I thought you would say McCaffrey because of his age and how good he is.
Steph Curry's the greatest athlete we've seen in the Bay in 50 years.
Right, Stoney, but this is not a achievement pick. This is about where they're currently at.
I'm taking Steph Curry.
All right, I got McCaffrey.
Okay.
You got the third pick.
I'll take...
You had a good one. You shocked me earlier. You ain't gonna remember.
Kuminga?
I remember. No.
I'm looking for guys
who have proven themselves.
Stupid. I ain't gonna help. You get
it. It's Logan Webb.
That was a great call, Steiny. I mean, he was phenomenal last night. So I'll come back with
Blake Snell's off the board.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm coming back with Bosa.
Hey, he just hit the 15-day disabled list.
Boy. Bosa.
How many rounds is this draft?
Just we got one more. We'll complete this one.
Okay. Let me think. Don't want Draymond. Any warrior other than Curry. Clay's not going to be here, so he's out. Kuminga's too young. Chris Paul hasn't been here.
Oh, boy.
49ers. Okay, I'll take... I'll take the money man, Brock Purdy.
I was sitting there waiting for you.
I'll take Brock Purdy. So, right. I mean, my team's better. Brock Purdy,
you threw me off by
Curry,
taking
and Logan
the chef
Webb.
First, though. But Logan Webb was a great one. Because you think right now he's on the back nine.
He is.
But McCaffrey still in his prime?
There were no criteria for this draft.
I get that.
I just, you know, I got to take you. Steph Curry. Let's go to Badger Brian. He's in the creek. What's up, Badger Brian? How you doing,
want
buddy?
People coming for you. I get it.
Good, guys. Good. So does this make me the seventh choice?
Yeah, there you go. Congrats.
Yeah. Hey, listen, good. Thanks for taking the call. Sure. Guru, on, put your mind at ease. As you know, I'm a huge Packer fan.
Okay.
Here's an analogy for you I think you can relate to. In Green Bay, we lost our big three. We lost Rodgers, Devontae, and Bakhtiari. And I got to tell you, I mean, we now have the youngest team in the NFL, wow. And they're about to get younger. And I don't know the last time Packer fans were this excited. Mm-hmm. It's really been a lot of years. It comes a time when you got to just peel it off, peel that bandage off, and look towards the future. And we are really excited. And I think as you guys get younger with the Warriors, you'll feel the same way.
Exactly. Hey, that was great.
Everybody's so scared.
Let me respond. No,
Brian.
No, let me respond.
So scared.
Hey, that was great, and you should feel great. But the one thing about it with the guys you mentioned, Ayuk is your own. He's still a puppy. So my whole thing is, why does he have to go? Why can't he be a part of the future?
Well, I think what the problem you guys have is you're way over the cap where you're about to be. So it's a cap issue. Just a cap issue, nothing more. And you know, the matter is, if you draft properly, you got years of cap space, and I think the Packers have finally unloaded some big contracts, and now they got money to spend.
Yeah. Good stuff, Badger Brian. Appreciate the call.
Well, he's feeling good. Green Bay, man.
We're so scared to get off our guys. We're scared of the unknown.
Well, if you were going to do it his way, Stoney, Debo would be the one. He would be the Devontae Adams in this scenario.
Yeah.
And Ayuk would still stay. We'll find out, man. Yeah. Hours away. I don't think he's
I'll tell you what, and I don't know how it doesn't just hit you over the head like a
bag of bricks,
like a sack of nickels. And this is where, you know, everybody says I'm a get off, Stoney's like a get off your lawn, yelling at clouds old guy. And I am, to a large extent. But let me tell you what I have my finger on the pulse of. It ain't an old person's world. All right? Guys like me need to move aside. We ain't it anymore. All right? We ain't it. It's about a younger generation. We're seeing it in the NBA playoffs. All right?
I'm getting mad because I'm thinking of my life.
I'm done. People like you and me are done. It's not our time. Be gracious, step aside, let Evan come into the fold, let Lucas come into the fold, just like Steph, LeBron, Fat James Harden, Kevin Durant.
Now, hey, I didn't
step
like that.
Step aside.
So are you
it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's world. It's Jokic's world. It's the fossils, like myself, are done. We're done.
I'm still hooping. I'm not.
Yeah. And you know what? You're getting into as embarrassing as Durant and the Suns.
Stoney, it's just not filmed, but my boy Mario Mendez from Roseville, Stoney, sent me a text. He's got us on his 80-inch screen. We look pretty good on there. He's got us on YouTube chat.
It's not our time.
I don't like it.
We're golfing today. Right. And that's something I just do with friends, and I keep it to myself. And that's a hobby. You don't see me saying, anybody want to bet me on golf? I'm still a player. Oh, I'm still real competitive. I still get out and play pickup basketball. I can still do this. No, it's not our time.
It is.
It's not yours. Get off the pickup
court. It's only our time because we're in charge of our life and our time.
Well, when you come in,
I have no problem
tearing
being
an ACL. I'm not.
Alex Styles tore his. And he was younger than us.
Don't it can happen ask to me anybody. For sympathy when it happens. That's all I'm not going to laugh.
I know not to come laugh to you for at that you. Stuff.
Not to your face.
Yeah.
I'm not going to laugh at you to your face.
And that'll be the least of my problems if you're laughing behind my back.
Just know right now, if you tear an Achilles, inside I will be chuckling.
But what would make you laugh?
That I'm telling you, it's going to happen, and you should stop playing.
See, that is so whack.
Like, no.
You needed to be at the funeral with me listening to the Reverend.
No,
Stani, no, man.
You're going to get hurt. That's what...
Kareem didn't get hurt. Some just bow out.
How about Kobe?
He tore his Achilles.
Thank you.
Came back.
You will get hurt. You saw that... You see that study on pickleball?
Dude,
you're gonna get hurt.
You were like, I ain't playing basketball, but I'm doing it 2-3 times a week.
Take it to the bank. You're getting hurt this year.
Okay, unless at you my stop age, playing. I've won. So you're telling me to retire?
I'm just saying.
I could get in a car accident on the way home.
If you continue to play basketball, you will be coming into work at some point on crutches. And hopefully it's just that. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get hurt.
So what about the 62-year-old I met, Fred?
He's going to get hurt, too.
Pick up, Stani, steal.
You guys are a bunch of has-beens. Pack it in. Goodness gracious. Give it up already.
I hit a cord. Something's up.
Give it up.
I know you didn't make it to the league, but something's up. You just want old guys to, and like no. Durant. I am bothered why he's just standing around like,
you know,
dude.
What? You know what he's doing? He's doing what we should do. Usher in the younger generation. It's about them.
Oh,
it's not about
boy.
Us anymore. It's not about Steph,
I ain't there
LeBron,
yet, Stani.
And Steiny. It's about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Grandy, and Evan Giddings.
And Sterling Bennett tomorrow. 95.7
The Game.
And Kuminga.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.